AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. China reacting angrily this morning to allegations that it hacked U.S. government computers, stealing the personal information of millions of government workers. Beijing calls the charges trumped up and irresponsible. Our Mark Smith in Washington on the big breach.
A congressional aide familiar with what's happened says the breach involved the agency that handles security clearances and employee records. Apparently, the specific records involve the Office of Personnel Management and the Interior Department.
Jackie Quinn in Washington drills down on the breach.
The Office of Personnel Management is the human resources department for the federal government. It conducts background checks for security clearances. The agency says that it's offering credit monitoring services and identity theft insurance for those workers who are potentially affected.
The government's intrusion detection system, which it calls Einstein, didn't spot the breach until after many records have been copied and removed from the government's computer systems. Now to Colorado, where the FBI is refusing comment on whether there's a sniper targeting victims. A man was shot dead on a sidewalk, a bicyclist killed, and a motorist shot and wounded on a highway. All three shootings within 15 miles of each other. There have also been a string of broken vehicle windows. Police say two of the shootings are linked, but they're not saying how. Tornadoes touched down in parts of Colorado yesterday, destroying and damaging some homes. Fortunately, nobody was hurt that we know of. They've been watching for flooding, though, overnight and into the morning. In sports, the Golden State Warriors took Game 1 of the NBA Finals, 108-100. Game 2 is Sunday night. An American Pharoah will try for racing's Triple Crown tomorrow. He galloped around the big Belmont track yesterday and will do so again today. He's the heavy early favorite. This is AP Radio News. Some call it Viagra for women, though doctors say the pill called flibanserin works differently. Now, government experts are recommending it be approved. Our Ed Donahue is in Washington.
The recommendation is that Sprout Pharmaceuticals' daily pink pill called flibanserin needs to include a plan to manage its risks, which include low blood pressure and fainting. The FDA rejected the drug twice over the past 5 years. Women taking flibanserin reported between a half and one extra sexually satisfying event per month compared with women taking a placebo. The results are modest, but FDA experts say there is a need for approved drugs to deal with female sexual problems. Ed Donahue, Washington.
26-year-old Usama Rahim is being buried privately today. He was the terror suspect shot dead by police in Boston on Tuesday. His family says they're shocked by allegations he planned to kill police officers. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.